Just want to have a brief conversation with Jim here about this thing that you're all handed. So if you have one of these, which everyone should have one of these if you walked in and our ushers did their job, if you have that, pull it on out. We want to talk a little bit about what this is. It's a neat little tool that we've developed as a church through a passion that Jim has for prayer, and hopefully we're going to all share that passion together. But Jim, why don't you just take me through the process of how we arrived from a conversation between you and me that had about another conversation to the point where now I'm holding a prayer card in front of me today. And how do we get here?
Well, one of the things that I focus a lot on my ministry is prayer. I visit people at the hospital. I visit people at home. So they're needing support. They need someone to listen to them. So that's where I really focus my prayer, my time in ministry on is prayer. And so I'm meeting with a couple guys throughout the week, and I was talking to one of the guys, and he had met a retired pastor, and they kind of, you know, were talking a little bit, and as they were getting ready to part ways, the pastor said, "Can I pray for you? What are you doing around 8 o'clock?" And the guy says, "Well, you know, I'm usually home by that time." And the pastor says, "No." He says, "You be at home at 8 o'clock, I'll be at home at 8 o'clock, and we will pray together." And when he told me about that, I thought, man, that's, you know, how awesome is that? So I set my alarm on my phone, and it goes off at 8 o'clock, and I'm praying for this person, I'm praying for others. So I thought, what if we could get everybody in this room to do the same thing? So I brought it to Josh, and we started having meetings, and here we are.
Exactly. And so we started thinking about, well, what if we all prayed at 8 o'clock together as a church every night, and then it even kind of blossomed from there, said, well, why don't we all pray about 8 things together at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then let's try and do it for the next 8 weeks. We thought that sounded like a great idea. And so we worked with Kent Eilers over at HU, and we kind of got all these prayer ideas and kind of took this concept and morphed it all together. And so now we have 8 specific prayers that we want to be praying together. Jim, as you think about this, what kind of things do you see happening over the next 8 weeks?
Well, I know, you know, we talk about a lot, you know, we need people to serve more, you know, we need financial help. And I think once people start realizing just, you know, how amazing it feels to start praying, and you're knowing that other people are praying with you at the same time, God's going to be there. God's with us whether we're by ourselves, but, you know, God knows that when several people come together and we agree upon something, He's right there with us. And I got goosebumps thinking about what's going to happen in over the next 8 weeks.
And one of the great things is I know a lot of people want to pray, but a lot of us sit down, if we have not had a lot of experience in the church, we're like, how do I start? And so we kind of came up with this as a starting point for people, because everybody says, I want to pray, but even the disciples who were following Christ said, Lord, teach us to pray. So it is something that is a learned skill. And so we did try to make it as user-friendly as possible. And even there's this guy that was a coach a long time ago. I don't want to say his name, but he took his football players and he just said, gentlemen, this is a football. And kind of in that spirit, we're kind of taking this card and saying, church, this is how you pray. This is not the only way to pray. Many of you may not even use this. Many of you may have a wonderful prayer life, and you may be mature in your faith where you've been praying for years, and maybe you just join us at 8 o'clock in the way that you pray. But if at the bare minimum, let's say you do pray for all these things for 8 weeks every night at 8 o'clock, so what would you say to someone who says, I'm busy at 8 o'clock every night?
You know, your alarm goes off, and if, even if you're driving down the road or you're busy in conversation, your alarm goes off, and you know, at least acknowledge God. You know, say, God, I'm here with you, and you can some other time, you know, later on in the evening or next day, whatever. And that's one of the things that we really talked about is we don't want this to be something, we don't want to set anybody up to fail. You know, if you only accomplish 1 or 2 times throughout that week, that could be 2 more times than you would have prayed before, possibly. So, you know, this isn't something we want you to stress over. We just wanted to get people together and just come together as a church, as a family, and start talking with God.
Absolutely. And so we're really excited. We're kind of in our minds thinking, you know, We're just going to try to gauge the Spirit over the next 8 weeks and see what the Spirit of our church becomes over the next 8 weeks. And we don't have to stop then, by the way. We can continue to move on beyond that. But we just want to get our church praying together, praying some of the same things. And there's plenty of room on here. I said one of my dreams is, you know, at the end of it, you know, I've seen somebody would show me their card and it would just be filled with their other prayer requests, other things that they're praying about. There's room to write things down, but just all along the margins. And, you know, if this just ended up just being the tool, the initial spark that gets somebody's prayer life going, that's a win for us. And that's great. And we're excited about that. So we encourage you and challenge you to join us in this prayer initiative for the well. And so I'll pray and then we'll continue our worship service. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for Jim and his deep desire to please you with his gifts of listening, his gifts of visiting with people, his fearlessness when it comes to talking with people about who you are. And we just thank you for him and getting this seed that your Holy Spirit planted on his heart and allowing him to let it to grow and to turn into something that is now tangible and that is now going to be significant in the life of our church. I pray for each one of the people here, Lord, that you would allow prayer to transform them into the men and the women and the students, whether they're just learning how to read or whether they're in their last year of school. Lord, we can all benefit from this. And so we just are excited. And we begin this with an anticipation of your wonder and what great things you're going to do through this process. And we give you all the praise and glory in advance, Lord, knowing that you are going to do wonderful things. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.